Hi, this is a dictation for Tawana Thomas, T-A-W-A-N-A-T-H-O-M-A-S. Tawana Thomas is being seen today for a follow-up visit, 4/26/2022. Her date of birth is 9/24/91, and date of accident was 2/7/2021. The history is as follows. Tawana Thomas has been involved in an automobile accident. Where she was rear-ended as a front seat passenger in a car driven by her sister. This caused her development of pain in the left side of the shoulder and upper neck, as well as the lower back, with the radiation to the left leg as numbness and tingling. She was seen by joint and spine pain subsequently, but the clinic got closed and she has been referred here at advanced care to continue her services. The patient reports that her pain in the lower back is around 5, and left shoulder is also around 5. And the MRI that was subsequently ordered and done shows a normal MRI for the cervical and lumbar spine with no issues with the disc herniation. But her left shoulder shows a mild subacromial bursitis with a local pain in the left shoulder. The patient doesn't opt for any injection treatment or any surgical consultation and wants to continue therapy for her left shoulder. She does say that there is a limitation of the lifting of the arm. She informed that now she is 80% better after the injection that she received, and she can move her neck better, and the numbness and tingling is also improved. And she also underwent a sacroiliac joint injection at Advanced Pain Care. And that has reported to have brought her 100% relief. And the pain is gone. Report that ADLs are, the pain level is around 7 overall. And ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. 70% pains are relieved due to the various therapy, home therapy, medication, and injections. The ADLs that are affected are general activity, which is affected 8, walking ability and work is affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 according to the patient. The system review patient reports that she's suffering from severe headaches associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance with the spots in the eyes, difficulty sleeping, and some confusion. However, there is no history of double vision, blackout, fainting, seizures, no history of any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no history of any disorientation or a loss of memory. Further, patient denies any anxiety, depression, or panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a history of stiffness in the left shoulder and some pins and needles at the left 4th-5th finger. And she does report some pain in the left side of the neck as well as the left shoulder. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the urine, or any other issues. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. Last 30 days, patient report there is a significant improvement in the pain level. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization is reported. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 141/89, pulse is 106, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 3/31/2022. Dictation number is 0331-019. The SI joint is non-tender anymore for the left side. However, the fever test, constant test are still positive. Compression test, distraction test is not positive. And diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is to continue the medications after reviewing the MAPS and previous laboratories and current laboratories. Patient is provided following medication, which is Celebrex, 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Rizika 50 milligram twice a day for help with the pain, Tramadol ER 100 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta 1 milligram daily at night for sleep, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day. Lidocaine patch was provided for local pain relief. Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Gabapentin 60 tablets 600 milligram twice daily for now. Two refills are provided. Patient is also referred to a neurology with Dr. Verma and a neuropsych evaluation that she has not done so far. She was given three different neuropsych, but she chose Dr. Brad Sivich, and she has not visited him at this time. Physical therapy will continue once a week since most of the therapy has been done, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise. And then she is okay to work full-time with a regular job. Thank you.